Welcome to the Deep Dive, your ultimate shortcut to being well-informed. As that crisp hint of fall starts settling in, you can really feel the buzz around Sun City Hilton Head.
Yeah, people are coming back after summer. The calendar's filling up. It's a busy time.
Absolutely. And today, we're diving deep into the September 2025 issue of Sunsations Magazine, our mission, to pull out the most important bits of info for you.
Right, sort of streamline things. We're focusing on the big upcoming events and, you know, essential community updates.
Think of this as your guide so you don't miss anything. Important ways to connect, learn, stay safe.
Exactly. We've gone through the articles, picked out the highlights, saved you having to read every single line, though we still recommend checking it out.
Definitely. So before we jump in, just a reminder, for all the specifics, dates, times, prices, how to register, you'll want your copy of Sunsations handy, or head over to www.suncityhiltonhead.org. Check that e-happenings calendar.
Yeah, this is the overview, the companion guide, let's say.
Okay, let's start with all the activity planned for September and especially looking ahead to October. It feels like Sun City is just bursting with things to do.
It really is. And what's fascinating is the sheer range of events. There's something for pretty much every interest, all designed to get people reconnected as the season turns. And celebrating some milestones, too.
First up, something important for the community structure, the upcoming community election. The official notice is right there on page 11 of Sunsations.
This is key. It's for electing neighborhood representatives and the alternates. These folks are your voice in community governance.
The magazine lays out the whole timeline, important dates, the annual membership meeting, all that essential stuff.
And definitely keep an eye out for information on the residents running for the board directors' positions. That'll be coming soon. Very important roles.
Okay, now for something really big. Sun City Hilton Head turns 30 this year.
30 years. That's quite something.
And they're celebrating in style with the 5th annual Life Under the Sun event. It runs from October 4th to the 10th. And let me tell you, this year's lineup looks more packed than ever.
It really does. And here's a critical piece of information for planning. Tickets for all the Life Under the Sun events go on sale Wednesday, September 10th at 8 a.m. sharp.
Right, 8 a.m. September 10th. You can get them online or at Lifestyle Services. And remember, these ticketed events, they're for residents only.
Good point. For the full schedule, you can turn to page 18 in the magazine or scan the QR code there, or just go to the website www.suncityhiltonhead.org and click the link in the ticker bar. Easy to find.
Let's maybe touch on a few highlights just to give everyone a taste of the variety.
Sounds good. Okay, kicking things off Saturday, October 4th.
You've got the Chartered Club Fair, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at Pinckney Hall, the courtyard pavilion area. It's free, over 90 clubs participating. Great way to see what's out there.
Definitely. And later that day, 4 to 6 p.m., there's the kickoff concert with DS guys at the Okady Creek Driving Range. Also free. Just remember to bring your own chair. Parking in shade might be a bit limited there.
Good tip. Then Sunday, October 5th, continues the fun. Low Country Live Asians at 4 p.m. at Riverbend. Live music, hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. That one's ticketed $15.
And Sunday evening, the Swingin' Medallions concert, that's at 6 p.m. on the Pavilion Grounds. Another ticketed event, $18. Food available, bring your chair again. Should be a great night.
Moving into the week, Monday, October 6th, starts early with Sunrise Yoga at 7:30 a.m. at Riverbend, hosted by Health and Wellness.
That one's free, but you do need to pre-register online or at the fitness centers by September 26th.
Good note. And for golf fans, big one here, there's a golf exhibition with Peter Jacobson, the pro golfer and commentator.
Yeah, that's at 4 p.m. at the Hidden Cypress Driving Range. And that's free, too. Should be really interesting.
Then Monday evening, you've got choices. Hotel California, A Salute to the Eagles at Magnolia Hall. Classic Eagle sound.
Or at Pinckney Hall, Felix and Fingers Dueling Pianos. More sing-along, comedy vibe, both great options. And they're actually playing Tuesday night, too. Tickets needed for both, of course.
Okay, midweek. Wednesday, October 8th, another chance to get active with a fitness walk on the golf course at 8 a.m. at Argent Lakes.
Right. Another free one from Health and Wellness. Just pre-register for that walk, too.
And Wednesday afternoon, Soundwaves Wednesday. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Live music by The Pools, Hidden Cypress, and Lake House.
Nice relaxing afternoon option. Free event. Just bring your own drinks for that one.
Then Wednesday night, test your brain power with Trivia Night at 6 p.m. in Pinckney Hall. Movies, books, quotes. Fun stuff.
Yep. Tickets are just $7 for trivia. Always a popular one.
And wrapping up the main highlights, Thursday, October 9th. If you fancy learning cocktail making, there's a mixology class at 4 p.m. in Pinckney Hall with master mixologist Brendan Mark.
That sounds fun. Limited capacity on that one, though. Only 20 spots. Tickets are $40.
And for comedy lovers, Thursday night has Funny Business with Bob Zaney. Two shows, 5:30 and 8 p.m. at Pinckney Hall.
Right. And then the big musical finale for the week seems to be Queen Nation, a tribute to the music of Queen. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. in Magnolia Hall. Promises a real vintage Queen concert feel. Tickets, $35 for that.
Wow. That's just some of the Life Under the Sun week. What a lineup.
Absolutely packed. And that's not even everything Lifestyle Services has cooking for October.
Right. Beyond the anniversary week, on Tuesday, October 21st, there's a glow party at Pinckney Hall.
Indoor mini glow golf. Sounds like fun. Different time slots for that one. Tickets are $15.
And for the foodies and wine lovers, there's a wine dinner on Wednesday, October 22nd, 5:30 p.m. at Riverbend.
Four-course dinner, wine pairings, guest speaker. That's a more exclusive event. $120 per ticket, capacity of 60.
And you can't forget Halloween. As October ends, Thursday the 30th has two Halloween dances happening at 7 p.m.
Two choices. You've got Twisted Fables and Wicked Tables at Pinckney Hall with the band Cloud Nine.
Or the Pumpkin Bash at the Pavilion with Soulfish playing. Different vibes, both sound great. Tickets are $27 and $23 respectively.
So for all these lifestyle events, remember, tickets online or at Lifestyle Services. And always, always check the eHappenings calendar online for the latest full details.
Okay, so beyond those big community-wide events, Sensations really shines a light on the chartered clubs. That's really the heartbeat of day-to-day connection here, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, it's fascinating how these clubs, with all their different focuses, weave together such a strong community fabric. So many ways to get involved.
A perfect example is Art in Bloom 2025. This sounds incredible. It's the fourth year for this collaboration between the All About Art Club and the Avant Gardeners.
Yeah, they pair paintings with fresh floral arrangements. Imagine that. Art for the eyes and the nose.
You can catch it Saturday, September 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, September 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the Yamassee Craft Center in the Arts Studio. Free admission, too.
One of the organizers literally calls it the best-smelling art show ever. I love that.
Me, too. And for theater buffs, the Sun City Theater is putting on Little Shop of Horrors.
Ugh, a classic. That horror comedy rock musical. Great score, 60s rock, doo-wop, Motown influences.
Performances are at Magnolia Hall. Several dates, September 20th, 26th, 27th at 7 p.m., plus matinees on September 21st and 28th at 2:30 p.m.
Tickets are available at the Magnolia Hall box office. They have limited hours Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, or you can just get them online anytime at www.suncitytheater.org. Much easier.
The magazine also highlights how clubs are more than just hobbies. They build community and even give back. Like the So What Stitches and Crafts Club. That's on page 32.
Right. It's not just sewing. They have groups for all sorts of crafts. Needlework, cricket, beading, machine embroidery, card making, scrapbooking, knitting, quilting, even a new diamond art group. And they emphasize men are welcome too.
And their charity work is really impressive, making quilts for shelters, capes for kids in hospitals, baby items, carrying bags.
It's using their skills.
For good.
Oh, wonderful. Then you have something like the Ballroom Dance Club, page 30. They make it sound so accessible, whether you're a total beginner or dance years ago.
Yeah, they share stories of couples just starting out, learning the waltz, cha-cha swing, and others rediscovering the joy of it.
And the access is amazing. Professional group lessons for just $3, plus free coaching, free beginner classes, free specific style classes during the week.
They really remove the barriers. You can find more in the Chartered Club News section or email them directly.
And how about Sun City Squares, page 34? They make a point that square dancing isn't as intimidating as you might think.
Right. They say even if you think you have two left feet, the caller guides every move. It's about listening and moving together.
Plus, it's great for mental and physical engagement. And they boast being the largest square dance club in South Carolina.
Want to try it? They have a free first class night coming up Thursday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Perrysburg Fitness Center. Perfect opportunity.
Or you can meet them at the Chartered Club Fair earlier that week, October 4th.
And one more for thoughtful engagement. There's a book study on Mark Nepos. You don't have to do it alone.
That sounds deep. Exploring friendship, aliveness, transformation. It runs on Mondays in September and October, 9 to 11 a.m. at Riverbend.
There's a fee for that one, $75. And you register online or at a fitness center.
So you see the range. From high-energy dances and concerts to quiet crafts and thoughtful discussions.
It really shows a thriving community.
Yeah.
Which, of course, means staying informed and prioritizing safety becomes even more important with all this activity.
Absolutely. You connect that to the bigger picture. Safety, clear communication, they're the foundation, especially when things get busy, like they do in the fall here.
Chief of Security Joe Shedding has some key safety reminders in the magazine. With more residents back, traffic naturally picks up.
So, number one message, follow the rules of the road. That means speed limits, stop signs. Critical for everyone, whether you're in a car, golf cart, or on a bike.
And September is actually Stop Sign Awareness Month here, so expect patrols to be paying close attention.
Good to know. Also, a specific point about electric bikes, e-bikes, not allowed on the leisure trails, sidewalks, or golf course paths. Stick to the roads with those.
And if you use that new golf cart and pedestrian bridge over Argent Boulevard, remember to walk on the left side, facing the oncoming traffic. That's the standard safety practice. They are working on some safety improvements there, too.
Beyond traffic, another constant concern is scam awareness.
Yes. Scams keep changing, and honestly, anyone can be targeted. It's important to stay vigilant.
The magazine reminds us that the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office scam presentation slides from back in May are available online.
Right. Just log into the Sun City website, go to the Community Library tile, click Documents, find the other presentations folder, and look for Scams, What You Need to Know, May 2025.
It's worth reviewing. And the bottom line is, if something feels off, trust your gut. Contact law enforcement or Sun City Security. Don't hesitate.
Absolutely. Now, another huge safety topic, especially this time of year, hurricane preparedness.
Crucial. September and October are historically peak season for hurricanes in the Lowcountry. Can't be complacent.
The key tool highlighted is Everbridge Nixle. This is the free alert system used by both Beaufort and Jasper County officials.
Yeah, this is how they push out info on severe weather, road closures, public safety stuff. Really vital during a storm event or evacuation scenario.
Signing up is easy. You can just text your zip code to 888-777 for text alerts.
Or for email and text alerts, go to https.local.nixle.com/.com. Register online. There's also a free Everbridge app you can download for your phone.
Definitely get signed up if you aren't already. And also check out the Hurricane Awareness page on the Sun City website. Lots of resources there, the preparedness guide, videos.
Being prepared makes all the difference.
Just a couple more quick reminders from Association Management. Fourth quarter homeowner assessments were billed August 31st. They're due September 30th.
Also, a call for volunteers for the safety and service team. If you're interested in helping out, email Lisa Moore. Her address is in the magazine and online.
For golfers, just remember, Okatie Creek Golf Course is under renovation. Please stay off the course and practice areas while they do that important work. You can follow updates on Instagram at Sun City Hilton Head.
And a couple of final points. Familiarize yourself with where the AEDs, the defibrillators are located. There's a QR code for a map. And please respect course courtesy. Golf courses and paths are for golfers only during play. No walking or biking on them.
Okay, beyond all the events and the essential info, Sun Stations always include stories that just, you know, capture the spirit of the community.
Yeah, these stories really add another layer. They show the resilience, the connections, the giving back. It paints a picture of what life here is really like.
There's a really moving piece called One Ring, Two Love Stories. It tells the story behind Charlie and Florica Richardson's engagement ring.
It's incredible. The ring originally belonged to Sandy, who tragically died at the Pentagon on 9/11, and her fiancé, Tim. He eventually sold the ring.
And now Florica wears it. It's become this symbol of enduring love, of life moving forward, carrying that past love with it. Such a powerful story about connection and renewal.
Really is. And then there's a piece on Sun City and the Arnold Palmer Cup, which highlights the volunteer spirit here.
Yeah, apparently 70 Sun City golfers volunteered their time and considerable golf knowledge for that big collegiate tournament held at Congaree Golf Club back in June.
And it shows how that spirit is recognized. They're getting an appreciation day, including golf at Congaree, as a thank you. It's about service, but also building friendships.
And finally, there's a quick look back at the 4th of July celebration. Just a reminder of the fun community events like Kids Day, the Glow Putt-Putt, the band, the big fireworks show.
Right. It captures that vibrant, active side of Sun City life perfectly.
So we've really covered a lot from this September issue of Sun Stations. Just packed with opportunities, essential information, and these really inspiring stories.
Absolutely. If you connect it all, the big picture is clear. Sun City Hilton Head is just incredibly dynamic. It's a place where residents are deeply engaged, learning, playing, connecting, supporting each other.
We touched on so much. The huge life under the sun, 30th anniversary celebration, all those concerts and activities.
The fantastic club events like Art in Bloom and Little Shop of Horrors, the sheer variety of craft and dance clubs.
And the crucial safety reminders, traffic, scams, and especially hurricane prep with Everbridge Nixel.
Plus those stories that remind us of the volunteerism and deep connections that make this place special.
So we really hope this deep dive has been helpful. But again, for all the nitty-gritty details, the times, the registration links,
please check your print copy of Sensations, or even better, visit www.suncityhiltonhead.org and use that eHappenings calendar. That's your ultimate resource.
Definitely. Don't miss out on anything that catches your eye. And maybe, just to leave you with a thought, in a community that offers so much, that's so rich with activity and ways to connect, it really makes you wonder, what new connection, what unexpected passion, or maybe what deeper sense of home will you discover this fall?